In addition to hosting concerts, performances, and private events, Five Points Music Sanctuary offers music therapy and advocates for people with hearing loss and disabilities. It also has until the end of the month to raise enough money to keep that location near the five-way intersection of streets involving First Street and Walnut Avenue. Five Points founder and director Tyler Godsey says the nonprofit's lease runs through December, after which the property owner intends to put the building up for sale.
There is an element of urgency that we have in front of us. People say, what happens if you don't buy the building? What happens if we don't get to where we want to go?
Five Points seeks to raise $300,000 by November 29th, which falls on this year's Giving Tuesday. As of the writing of this story, they have about 44% of that, according to an online dashboard. Despite Five Points leaders being bullish on their fundraising efforts, Godsey says he doesn't dwell on the what if it doesn't happen question.
The organization, no matter what, continues to go on. If this place is not physically here for us, it doesn't mean that Five Points Music Foundation goes away. Our purpose, our organization, our programs will still find a way to operate. But without this space, what that looks like is vastly different.
Five Points Music Foundation provides free music therapy to clients of all ages with a variety of special needs. They range from 3-year-olds with Down syndrome to veterans with PTSD. For more stories like this, visit RoanokeRambler.com. I'm WFIR's Taylor Sherrill.